please.
Okay, Rory, you're sure, no problem. It's all relative anyway.
It is.
Please come to order. This is the meeting of the Winchester Town Advisory Board on August the 30th, 2022. I think we'll start out with Dorothy leading us through the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, roll call. My name is Robert Mikes, and to my right is...
John Delabose.
Dorothy Gold.
And, well, we have a quorum, so we're okay. Go ahead.
Secretary Victoria Bonner.
Okay. Commissioner Segerblum Liaison, Gibson Martinez.
Judith Rodriguez with Comprehensive Planning.
Okay. Gee, we really outnumber you, don't we?
You do, I know.
It's 2-4-6-1, gosh.
Are you with the county also?
No, I'm not.
If we are, then she is. We've got a real problem. There'd be nobody to hear.
I was about ready to turn the boat around.
You're too funny. You are you with the county mind. Too?
I used to be with that county.
A long time ago.
Okay. Next item will be... could I ask everyone to please turn off or mute any cellular devices of any kind?
Yes, of course.
And her too. Any other discussions, please leave the room for private discussions. Okay. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any board which member wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. I would like to have approval for the minutes of the July 26th meeting.
I so move to approve. All vote, okay. Go ahead.
Can I
all in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. An approval for the agenda for tonight to hold, continue, delete, or any items for possible action.
I so move.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Informational items?
Yes, Chair. We will be hosting a Hispanic Heritage Celebration here at Winchester on September 17th, Saturday, right outside. We'll also be hosting Indigenous Peoples Day on Saturday, October 8th, right outside as well. And I did want to inform you, we will be making an appointment to the Winchester Town Board on Tuesday for your last member here.
Really?
Hmm.
My gosh.
Yeah.
How did you find someone?
We figured it out.
Wow.
Hopefully for your next meeting you'll have a full board.
Well, minus Judy, who doesn't usually come. But whatever.
I'll go up and introduce myself to her. It's been so long.
And that is the end of my informational items.
Jeez.
Okay.
Wow. I'm just speechless. Reminds me of that song, I'm speechless.
Next is general business. That's a review of previous fiscal year budget request.
We have planning and zoning, Chair.
What?
We have planning and zoning. We have one agenda item.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I see this.
Right there. Here you go. Just skip one guy.
Here. Okay, planning and zoning. Item number one is ET-22-400092 WS20-0082 Saia Gabriel Gomes Jr. REVLIV TRN Saia Gabriel Gomes Jr. TRS for waivers of development standards, first extension of time for the following. One, eliminate parking lot landscaping. And two, alternative parking design standards. Three, to reduce the throat depth. Also for design review for a parking lot expansion in conjunction with an existing retail, office, and warehouse complex on 14 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the north side of Desert Inn Road and the east side of Island Drive within Winchester. And I can see that the applicant is present.
I am Lucy Stewart, 1930 Village Center Circle. And with me in the audience is Mr. Layton Kohler from Planet 13. And what this is, a couple years ago we came before you and were approved for an overflow parking lot, which is under the right-of-way, or under the overpass for Desert Inn.
Yeah, we remember.
Yeah, and the waivers, of course, are because normally you have to, I think it's 5 or 6 spaces, and then you have an island with landscaping. But unless you're growing mushrooms, there's really not much we can grow, you know, under the overpass, so it would be just sort of wasted, a waste of money. So the idea is it's overflow. We'll be back in the future with some additional items in the building, so fun and exciting things. So we're adding the parking now. It actually got tied up in waiting to get like the traffic study approved and getting the offsites approved and all that. So it kind of got delayed, and that's why we're before you with an extension of time.
Okay.
Happy to answer any questions.
That's it.
That's it.
Does anyone in the room have any comments either way on this item?
Thanks for hearing us. I was asked for your approval, and if you have any questions, that's why I showed up to back up with the scene and then
okay.
And speak directly to you.
All right. Thank you.
More for me.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I think we have probably got a couple of questions. First of all, you talked about the landscaping. Or
the waiver.
You talked about the landscaping and the reason that there would be none because of, and then you mentioned, the only thing you could probably grow is mushrooms. Well, wouldn't that be like great for your business?
Different kind of mushroom.
Not yet.
I think that's
not
yet.
Yes.
In Nevada yet.
I mean, because that's sort of what you guys are doing anyway, isn't it?
I think it can't really be protected when it's out there. So.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's a different kind of mushroom.
Well, that's the kind of mushroom I'm talking about.
Yeah, I figured you were.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like, would that be sort of fit your business model?
I think one of the things that they talked about was coming back and doing some sort of, like, sculpture. You know, like, the city of Las Vegas has some sculptures in the medians.
And that's what I was thinking. You know, there are so many areas around town now due to the restricted water requirements that they are doing metal sculptures of various desert plants, and I can't believe if you haven't been around town you haven't seen them, because they're kind of everywhere. And there is, in fact, in the Arts District on the corner of Commerce and Charleston, there is a company that they have nothing but the outside of their building is all
Artistic Iron.
Thank you very much. I could remember the name. Artistic Iron, that has nothing but that. And they do everything from full-size brontosauruses and tyrannosaurus rex all the way to these little tiny barrel cactuses that would probably look like they belonged in someone's window box.
Right.
And everything in between. So my question is, since it's not water intensive at all, would require no plumbing or anything else. Is there a reason why we have to make it kind of ugly just because it's not in front of the building?
Can I address that kind of ugly concept real quick? So I want to paint the picture for you.
Yeah.
Overpass, big pylons, torn down fences. That's what exists there now.
I'm sure you'll take the torn down fences away. You wouldn't want those in the way.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be cleaning that all up.
Right.
I think just the parking lot itself is going to be 10 times better than what's under there.
Oh, I'm not disputing that.
And then as to added, more things as we go through with the county and those requirements, and to speak to your point, we do look at that and we want to create a draw. So there's a business incentive to do that. But we also need to do it cost effectively. And I mean, if you look at the economy out there right now, it's pretty tough. And so we're trying to get this approval and then finish the rest of our plans, like Lucy alluded to. There's some big things we're trying to get ready for, and it's just taken us a long time to get to this point. And she spoke to some things, but I think the difficulty in getting Nevada, this is land owned by MDOT. It's licensed then to our landlord, and we're the tenant developing this. So it's just been many steps along the way, going, cutting through the red tape. It took us a year to get MDOT to re-review what they'd already approved and say, a parking lot would be okay. When they had said 2 years ago, yeah, do a parking lot. And then the county said, we don't quite like the approval, so we went back, which was fine. I'm not complaining about that, but it's just, it's been a long time getting here, and it was a little surprising to us that...
I know, I've been working on a project on the Las Vegas Strip for 12 years, so I can empathize with
you. Yeah.
I'm part of the AllNet Resort, which is finally going to break ground after 12 years.
Yeah, we did the FAA on it.
So it's not that I'm not empathetic to your circumstances. I truly am. And it's not that I'm not pro-development at all, because I truly am. I'm also pro-beautiful development.
Oh, I didn't think you were pro-development, against development. I'm not getting that at all.
No. I just wanted to make sure that you thought that I wasn't just throwing up things to make your life miserable, because I'm not. I'm throwing up things to make your project better.
And right now, we're just asking for an extension of time. However, we are going to be coming back and with revised plans, and I think the whole backside of the building is going to look different, and we'll have some. And so you'll have another bite at the apple.
Oh, good, because I want another bite at the apple.
Or the metal apple, or whatever.
Yeah, the metal apple, yeah.
So you'll get to see it again. Right now we're just looking to extend the approval on it.
Okay.
You'll look at it.
You're asking for another 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And hopefully we'll get all our permits now from the county.
No, and I understand. I mean, there was a pandemic. I get that. And I was, it's not, your business is not conducive to bringing people in for sharing when they can't be near each other. So I get that. I mean, it's not, I'm just kind of thinking about what would ultimately be desirable in the grand scheme of things, long range.
We very much want desirable as well. That's part of our whole appeal.
And this will be the time to
like you say, you've got ugly pylons. But if artistic iron did vines that grew up them.
Yeah, there's things like that, murals on the pylons. Those pylons are huge.
There's lots of opportunities for making a silk purse out of a sow's ear.
Right. I love that saying. My old boss used to say that, and my old attorney boss used to say that all the time. And anyway, thank you.
This will give us time to go back and work with MDOT, because we're kind of restricted what MDOT will allow us to do.
Right. No, I understand.
Because they're easy to work with. Oh, wait. No, that was sorry.
No, not normally.
Not at all.
And we understand that. So that was my only commentary. I think it's wonderful. I mean, I think what you're doing, what you've done already down there. I was invited to the grand opening.
I saw you there.
Yeah, and you couldn't even get a. I mean, you thank God you couldn't get a parking space. It was amazing. So I was really, it's great. It's great. We like that, and that's an area that is in need of a developer that has some imagination and has a business that you can put pretty much anywhere, and you're going to draw people. I mean, were that a drive-in? For food, possibly, but other than that, I can't think of what else could possibly ever go there.
The restaurant in there is really good, too. We're down there just to eat.
You just describe Bob and Larry to a tea.
What kind of food do they serve?
It started out as a pizza place, and then that really wasn't a good fit, so it's Mexican food.
Yeah.
And it's...
Tres. Mexican fusion.
Yeah, okay. So it's really, really good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do they use any of the... Darn.
Can't do it legally. Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Do you have anything else?
Yeah. No, that's all. I'm done.
I do have a question because I can't get this in my mind. So West Desert and Road, that's not under the connector. That's the part that zigzags in back of the Fashion Show Mall. Is
yes.
that what's called
yeah,
West
it's
Desert? Yes,
it's the old Desert Inn. And then when they built
right.
the overpass.
Okay, so that's in back of where the strip clubs
right.
are.
Right, and it's right by the railroad tracks.
Right. Okay. That's
right. So, which is nice for this because if there's a train that's stopped there, you can't get to it, but you have another way to come in. An emergency has to come in off
okay.
island.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's it's always so convoluted, but.
Well, I have a comment to make, and it concerns a lot of scar tissue that this board has from delayed projects. We had one recently, the last month or so. It was on their sixth extension of time. That's 12 years. I finally broke down and said, no, no more. I don't want to go there again. So just convince me a little bit that this is a really viable project you guys intend to do.
Oh, we need it. We need the parking because, like I said, we'll be coming back with other... If you went into the building now, I don't know if you've been in there, there's a lot of empty space in the back, so they haven't occupied the entire building. So there's more expansion that's going to happen, so we have to have the parking. These guys have a big vision.
Yeah.
These have a big vision for this, and they want it to be sort of a tourist attraction that you'll come just for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, if you go inside, if, honestly, if you want to come and have a tour, I'm going to volunteer him to give you a tour. But because you really should go in and see it. You really should. It's really amazing. It's not, if you haven't been into a dispensary, it's not the den of inequity that a lot of people, you know, visualize.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't.
It's pretty fabulous. They do like an orb show that, I mean, it's just, it's really modern and technical and, you know, when you walk in behind the desk and there, you step on it and like water petals and it's really cool. It's really high tech. Yeah. And then they have the orchids on the roof.
Lotus flowers.
That was a big fight for those, but
We are very focused on you know beautification and creating an experience for our customers. To address your question, we're a publicly traded company, so what I'm going to say is our financials can verify what I'm about to say, and that is we have $55 million in cash in the bank right now. We are funded. We are eager to pull the trigger on this. If I could have this built a year ago, I would. We've been held back to our great frustration, and
right.
this is just us protecting the ability to actually complete the project. That's why we're here today.
But if we come back in 2 years, you can yell at me. For another extension. Yeah.
And me.
I'm making him do it.
What actually happened with your previous architect, sir?
The architect?
Yeah, there was an issue. Was mentioning an issue of... The filing has issues of an architect issue. In the filing.
I'm not aware of that.
I'm the only person? Am I hallucinating here?
It says it.
Because originally when we filed for plans for the permits, we were told we wouldn't need to do a design review. That's the original approval.
Okay.
And then as a public hearing, and then when they changed architects.
That's what I mean. You changed
architects. Yeah, we changed architects.
That's where I'm going. And my question was, to that very point, what happened to your previous architect?
I didn't make that decision. I don't know.
He had babies.
Okay.
He and his family.
Okay.
To back off on some of this work.
Okay. I was just curious if for some reason decided to drop you as a client. Then I'd like to know why, but if that's not the case. Yeah.
I've been with these guys from the very beginning. They're fabulous to work with.
Okay.
They always do the right thing. So they're they may drop me, but
okay. That was my only other question.
Anyone want to make a motion?
I move for approval.
With or without?
With staff conditions, yes, sir.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Have a nice evening.
You too.
Now let's do general business. Review of the previous fiscal year budget request and take public input regarding suggestions for the next budget request for possible action. I didn't even know we had a budget, did you?
Well, let me put it this way. I believe in theory we do. I have yet to see it in practice.
Correct, and that's the correct answer, Chair. So per state law, we are the way the county does their budget is Paradise Town subsidizes all the other towns. So if you were to look and see your revenue versus your expenses, you would be at a loss for Winchester. So the way that the county does it is we take all the revenue for all the towns, and then that's how we pay for everything. That's how we pay for Laughlin, for Winchester, for Sunrise Manor, for Spring Valley. So that's not how the state runs it, though. There's a lot of other towns in the state that they do it differently, where they do take that revenue from that town and reinvest it. But like I said, if we did that for Winchester, you'd be running at a huge deficit, and everyone except Paradise would be running at a deficit, because that's where we get the most amount of our income because of the strip. So I have, if you want to, you're interested, it's NRS 269.590, where the county annually solicits budgets requests from their town boards and respective unincorporated towns. So just so you know, the county's annual budget runs from July 1st through June 30th. The budget requests may be for goods, services, new programs, expansion of current programs, additional personnel, capital, construction, or related programs. Now remember, your requests also get put into the request for the with departments. So you're competing against social services. If they need more foster care facilitators or sort of something like that, everything gets allocated. Yours comes under administrative services, which is where town boards are. And then from there, they sort of get ranked based on need and, of course, availability. So today, I just wanted to give you an update on what you requested last year.
Mm-hmm.
This is a two-meeting process, so I'm going to give you an update from last year. And then you can start thinking about things for that you can officially submit and vote on next meeting. So last year you requested one funding for beautifying medians. And so an update on that, the arts plan remains funded at the same level. As you know, we have an arts fund in Clark County. It comes from ad valorem tax and room tax. And then they're the ones that do all the zap boxes, some of the sculptures, which of course have to go through an art committee. They right now at this point, we've been asking to increase the funds. They cannot complete jobs fast enough. Right now they have a couple million dollars backed up in projects. Public Works can use RTC funds to add to medians, which sometimes it happened on Cabana. If you go down Cabana, they redid Cabana, and they put in a couple iron pieces of work, but they did a lot of natural landscaping. But to do that, it has to be a new road or it has to be a road that's ready for rehab. So it's either through Public Works or through the arts program that you would get those medians. So that's an update on that request. New chairs, it did get denied last year for admin services, but you're more than welcome to put it in again. And then control on homeless encampments was the third one. So yes, we did increase homeless services through ARPA funds as well as just our capital funds. We created the CARES teams, which go along with Metro. Helpless Southern Nevada always continues to receive grant funding from Clark County. They're the ones that do the mobile crisis teams. And they receive between $20 to $30 million in funding from Clark County to do that. Public Works and Code are fully funded to address homeless issues. So as you know, if homeless are in the wash, what the process is, you call it in. Public Works schedules a time with Help of Southern Nevada and Metro to clean out that area. Of course, what happens is Help of Southern Nevada goes in with Metro, offers services. We can't force people to take services. We can only get them to take down their encampments because they're not allowed to be there. And then where they go,
Is where they go.
Is where they go. And then code enforcement, they take care of encampments and private property. So, for example, if there's an empty lot and there's a homeless encampment, the county cannot go into the private property and clean it. That would be a taking, kind of. So we contact the private owner and we have to give them about 30 days to respond to that per NRS, per state law. If they don't respond, then we keep emailing them. The really rough parcels, usually out of town owners, we end up fining them. And then Clark County does go in there. However, those fines go on the property, they can't pay them, they go in as a lien. So we have liens that are thousands of dollars and people just don't care. Because then when they sell the property, it's the next person's issue. So that's the point where Clark County comes in, and at the taxpayers, eventually we recover the cost, but we have some 10, 15 years old properties that we still haven't recovered the cost.
Well, now when they lien a property, doesn't the lien have to be satisfied at the sale?
Correct, but these properties aren't sold for decades. So we do put it on there, but we can't, unless it's sold.
When it's sold, though, it's actionable, right?
They're recovered, but it takes 10, 20 years, and people usually want action now. And we would like our money from abatement now as well.
Yeah.
Because it's your money, it's the taxpayer.
Well, now, do they on those liens, do they have the additional incentive of charging the prevailing rate of carry interest?
I don't know if we're allowed to do that. Per state law.
Don't know if you're not either. I'm just curious because I would like to know that, because I think that they're missing the boat if they don't.
People really don't care, to be honest. I'm going to be blunt, and they just don't care and they ignore us. They're investing properties and they'll do that.
But if your fines and your carried interest exceed the cost of the exceed the value of the property, then the county can take the property.
And no, we can't. It doesn't get to that far because it's five. The most we can fine is really $500 per month.
Right.
Can we, while we're in this area, can we enforce the anti-loitering laws, or we just don't want to, or what?
That's a metro question.
Metro's not part of Clark County?
No, Metro is their own funding. Metro is
good
separate.
Question.
So they have an elected official, just like we have an elected official. We are mandated by state law to fund them, but we can't really, they just say, this is our budget, and Clark County just transfers money for that.
Oh, can I get on that, please? Where I can just ask for money and not be accountable to the person who gives it to me? I want on that, please.
So that is how it works. Their sheriff.
I know, that's something like if I would have been mayor, that would have been so not happened.
Their sheriff is who is accountable, right? You are.
Well, not Lombardo, but that's another issue.
So that is what you can do. You can exercise your right to vote for the right leader.
Yeah.
So that is, like I said, up to Metro. We don't have any say on that. So like I said, Public Works and Code are fully staffed from the county side, which is on our end. And then please be aware that during monsoon season right now, Public Works, those teams that are cleaning out the washes for homeless, are also the same folks that are cleaning up the streets from and all the debris. So during monsoon season.
Well, monsoon season sort of cleans out the washes, doesn't it?
No.
I mean, all the people flow downstream.
No, because all of that debris, we have to clean it up. So it becomes triple the amount of work for us.
Oh, so it isn't like a real flood where stuff is just swept away like you see on TV, where the water's going like 30 miles an hour and just takes everything.
No, because it can't take it away.
It's got debris in its
It hits somewhere, yeah. And then it clogs it.
Clogs it.
I see.
So those canals, for lack of a better word, or washes, channels, that's a good word, thank you. They don't like go to a larger channel that then goes right down into the wetlands and out into the lake.
Yes, but before that, we have grades that we so we don't throw all our trash completely into Lake Mead.
Oh,
so we don't completely
okay.
pollute. So
I got
there
it.
Are different places that there are grades and we have to clean
like
it up.
Like concrete buckments and stuff that keep things back?
And yeah, just by the nature of the amount of stuff, they start accumulating and then that become, that's when streets start flooding because
yeah.
these
backs up. Yeah.
yeah.
So the best thing to do is go downstream and wait for the crap.
yeah.
and haul it out. I mean, that's sort of what happens.
We have over 700 miles of channels. So,
whoa. Really?
Yeah. So,
oh, I'm impressed. Wow.
So we definitely
700
have a lot
miles?
Over 700.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's definitely a lot. That doesn't include the local inlets, so from neighborhoods that connect to
yeah.
the larger washes.
So that could be like 1,000 miles by the time it's all done.
With
the little ones, yeah. My goodness.
The guy that...
That's impressive.
...that spearheaded that was Bruce Woodbury.
Oh, sure.
When he was a commissioner.
Spearheaded what portion, sir?
The creation of the flood control district.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Creation of the flood control district and funding these channels.
Channels, oh, wow.
So, in conclusion, you requested for 3 things last year. Those are what you have, so I ask that you just... take it in, and then come back next meeting with ideas where you will officially vote. And then what I usually do is I get these requests, for example, for beautifying medians, I send the request, the commissioner is aware of it, so the commissioner over this area is Commissioner Sacred Bloom and Commissioner Jones, so I CC them, and then I send it to, you know, Public Works, the parks, which is the arts plan is under, and then social services saying these are the priorities, and then it just gets on the list.
Okay. All right. So, well, thank you for that explanation, for all the explanations.
Yeah.
We're just full of questions tonight for everybody. So why should you be except, right? Well, thank you. Okay. Well, we'll think about stuff. To request.
You start beautifying, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm one of the people who likes stuff to be nice. That's
well,
why I got on the other,
under other
folks.
General business is to nominate and appoint a representative and alternate to the CDEC committee for the 22-23 season.
Correct. So, as you know, we do appointments every year. So, Dorothy, you weren't here last year. So, CDEC is a member. John, do you just wanted to explain?
Sure.
You've been on there.
Yes. What it is, it's a Community Development Advisory Committee. And what happens is the county is allocated funds from different sources. Some of them are governmental and some of them are local governmental and national governmental. It depends. And some of them are actually charitable too.
Okay.
And those funds go into a big pot. And then people propose projects that they feel are community enhancing. For example, Lutheran Social Services, apartments for seniors, all kinds of things like that.
Okay.
And then they have a meeting, and I hope it takes place in person this year because online is a pain in the ass. Just saying. And you get together and there's a presentation to the first night or the first meeting online. It familiarizes everybody with the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next meeting or two allows all the presenters, depends on how many there are, because if there's a lot of people that want money, it takes 2 meetings. If not, it can be done in 1. But these are long meetings. They're not like hour. They're like 3-4 hours or longer. It just depends.
And it just depends on what money is available. So,
the more money, the longer the meeting.
Exactly. So some years are shorter, some years are longer, some years...
And is that money then from the budget that we just talked about?
No. This is totally, totally different. Different pot.
The federal government or state government provides funds and they need community input, and this is why this board is created. It's a total of 5 meetings. The first one's just to get overview, and then presentations are the next two, and then the or three, and then the last two are for the members to come together and make a decision. Mm-hmm. So we usually appoint one person from each town board. Mm-hmm. So there's 18 town boards all over Cook County, mm-hmm. as well as each commissioner has two at-large appointees. So you have about 30 people, you'd say?
Well, let's see, 18, and we've got seven commissioners. So that's another 14, so that's 32. And then you've got alternates, and to those 18, so that's 32, so now you're at 50.
Yeah. And not everyone attends all the time. There are five meetings we would like, so they happen from November through January. There's five meetings scattered in throughout that those couple months. You don't. Some people attend all.
It's
of them.
Just through January. I can't believe they're going to get it. Could get it done that quickly because it's always
December and January. That's the plan.
Because normally we've gone into as far as March already.
Yeah, just depends on what funding's available and who applies for.
Yeah, how many people?
Yes.
If you have like five applications, you do one presentation.
Okay.
If you have 25 applications, it takes three meetings.
Okay.
You know, basically, it's how that looks, and then. We all discuss, we get to ask questions during these presentations. They present, and it's usually about 15 minutes per presentation, and they time them, so these people don't get to go on and on and on. And
so it's a lot of the do-gooder
yeah,
groups.
Yeah, exactly, and then we get to have questions of each presenter, and those can be anywhere from no questions to maybe 10 to 15 minutes. It depends on how many questions there are, and naturally a lot of the questions are only asked once because a lot of people have the same questions, so it makes it easier. And then we have, after we have that part of each of these meetings, then we discuss what we're, then we have a tour if we're lucky. And the tour takes you on a bus that they provide to all of the different sites that this is, that's represented by these requests. So you get to visit the place and see what they're wanting to do and look at what they've done and evaluate them person to person.
So you've done this before?
Oh, more times than you can imagine.
Sounds like you may do it.
Yeah, I think I could conduct it by now. And then after you do that, then you are allowed to score the grants. And these are the grants that they're requesting, and they go online. And so the scoring is done online, and they open a portal, and you get a password, and it's a county portal. And the grant scoring has really improved over the last 4 or 5 years. Originally, when it went up, it was a clusterfuck.
So all of
but now it's really good.
So all of those details will be explained on the first meeting. Mm-hmm. So for tonight, the Winchester Town Board is just, you just need a vote on a representative and an alternate.
And is that something we can...
You need a vote on this tonight.
Why tonight? Why can't we postpone it till next?
Because we don't know if we're going to have, due to a lack of items, we haven't had a lot of actual, we've had a lot
of... Oh, so what you're saying is the next meeting could be theoretically the end of September or October even.
Correct. And we need to make appointments. The board needs to make appointments in the first meeting in October. The first Board of County Commissioners meeting in October.
Oh, for the appointments of the people.
Correct.
Officially, yeah, you get appointed officially by the county commission.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
That's
and then the scoring, and then after you do the scoring, then you have a meeting to get together, and that's when the sausage is made. That's when you see, okay, how much do you have, and how much did you allot, and how many millions of dollars are you over?
Right, but for right now, we just need to worry about appointing someone.
Well, you asked me to give her an explanation of what was going on, so I am.
Because
front
my
to back.
Eyes are I'm appointing you.
Well, Robert was interested possibly too this time, which is lovely.
Well, we have a motion on the floor.
I make a motion to appoint John Delabos for the committee.
I thought you were my friend.
Development Advisory Committee, CDAC.
Okay. Can we also do an alternate as well? Does anyone want to be an alternate so you can do it in one motion?
Or maybe he wants to do it and I could be the alternate, or, you know, possibly.
John is at a
wait
motion.
A minute. There's been an official nomination of John Delabos. Made it.
Okay.
So we'll deal with that one first.
Okay.
So I'll, Chair, you say, all those in favor?
I'll do the alternate.
Okay. You'll do the alternate? Okay.
All those in favor, I'm in favor.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. I'm the committee of one.
For the record, motion passes. John Delavos is the member, and then Mr. Mikes is the alternate.
I am so drunk with power.
I am so drunk with power.
All right. That was easy.
That was funny. That was really funny. You should have a comedy show like in the 50s. You'd be a perfect foil like Lucille Ball.
What I will do is I'm going to send both of you the application tomorrow. You can fill it out and send it back.
Why do we appoint them? And we got to fill out an application too?
Yes, because they need your information.
They don't know you.
They know me. I was on that board before you.
I was being facetious.
Oh. So I'll send that over.
You can
send it
serious? Perfect. All right. Good, we got that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, whatever.
I'm so glad I showed up with 20 seconds to spare. Thank
you. And we're done with general business.
And what was that NRS statute that you cited for the review of the fiscal budget?
269.
Hold on. NRS 269.
NRS 269-590.
590? Thank you very much. I had NRS and then I was too late. Sorry.
Okay, this is a period for comments from the general public. Now, I want you guys to pay attention. Period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on the matter not listed as on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, and clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council or board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. Sounds like exactly what I read before them.
Doesn't it?
Anyway, our next meeting is scheduled for September 13, 2022. Anybody have anything else to say? Before I drop the hammer.
Drop the hammer.
Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Wonderful.